Page 32, measure number 24-191, City of Salem. Referred to the people by the City Council. City of Salem, Fire Department, General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall the City issue $24,719,000 in General Obligation Bonds to construct and upgrade fire stations and purchase emergency vehicles? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Section 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary. This measure authorizes the City to issue general obligation bonds in an amount not exceeding $24,719,000. If approved, the bonds would be used to finance the costs of capital construction and capital improvements, including but not limited to the following. Build, furnish, and equip two new fire stations to serve West and East Salem. Build, furnish, and equip two existing fire stations in South and West Salem. Purchase new fire trucks and other emergency response vehicles. And refurbish an existing truck. Install emergency backup power at fire stations. Reinforce existing fire stations to better withstand earthquakes. And pay bond issuance costs. The bonds would mature in 15 years or less from the date of issuance. To reduce interest costs and corresponding tax levies, the City may issue the bonds in one or more series as a combination of short-term and long-term obligations. Explanatory statement. The Salem Fire Department has identified several capital improvements that would enhance emergency response. The City of Salem seeks voter authorization to issue general obligation bonds to finance the costs of capital construction and capital improvements, including but not limited to the following. Build, furnish, and equip two new fire stations to serve West and East Salem. Rebuild, furnish, and equip two existing fire stations in South and West Salem. Purchase new fire trucks and other emergency response vehicles and refurbish an existing truck. Install emergency backup power at fire stations. Reinforce existing fire stations to better withstand earthquakes. Pay bond issuance costs. New stations. Since 1982, the last time Salem built a permanent fire station, the City has increased in size by over 20% and in population by approximately 50,000. The department is responding to 10,000 more incidents annually since 1982. Bond proceeds would be used to construct two new stations. The first station would be located in East Salem near State Street and Interstate 5. This station would improve response times to an area with high emergency demand. The second station would be located in the northern region of West Salem. Another section of West Salem would improve geographic coverage and allow for more efficient response to the area should the Center and Marion Street bridges be inaccessible. Station replacement. Two existing fire stations, Station 5 in West Salem and Station 7 in South Salem, would be rebuilt. The stations would be reconstructed to house additional fire trucks, increasing the resources available to serve the areas. A 1996 engineering study concluded that Station 7 is vulnerable to collapse in an earthquake and is not cost-effective to seismically upgrade the station. Section 5, West Salem's only station, has had a number of recurring maintenance issues since being brought into Salem in the 1950s. Station upgrades. All fire stations would receive backup power generation equipment and seismic reinforcement. The installation of backup power would make stations more disaster-ready. In a disaster, fire stations may be used to provide temporary shelter, information, and medical care. Reinforcement would help ensure that fire and emergency medical services are available during a disaster. Fire trucks. Existing fire trucks are over 15 years old. The fire department has experienced an increase in vehicle breakdowns and maintenance costs. Bond proceeds would be used to ensure a reliable emergency response fleet by replacing equipment including, but not limited to, the following. 13 fire engines, 2 ladder trucks, 2 water tenders, 3 grass fire vehicles, 1 breathe air support vehicle, 1 aircraft rescue and firefighting vehicle. An existing ladder truck would be refurbished to extend its useful life and provide the fire department with a reserve unit. Financial impact. The estimated property tax impact of this measure would be approximately 24.1 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation. It is estimated that a taxpayer owning property with an assessed value of $150,000 would pay $36.17 in additional taxes annually for 15 years. Submitted by Janet Taylor on behalf of the Salem City Council. No arguments opposed to this measure were filed. Page 33, continuing with measure number 24-191, an argument in favor. Voting yes on the fire bond means faster responses and a safer community. I'm Jerry Frank. For 50 years, I've been a proud member of the Salem community. In the later part of my life, I've worked to ensure the least among us get the help and care they deserve. Fire touches everyone. Anyone, rich or poor, young or old, could see their families in danger and all the possessions for which they worked go up in smoke. That's why I'm supporting the Salem Fire Bond. In recent years, many new neighbors have joined our community. This population increase has stretched our firefighting forces to the limit, making it harder for them to fight fires quickly and effectively. Salem residents deserve to get the emergency services they need when they need them, because we all know that when there's a fire, every second counts. The Salem Fire Bond will provide the infrastructure the community needs to ensure effective response times to homes and businesses in our area. It's time to help our firefighters obtain the tools they need to get the job done quickly for our friends and neighbors. The Fire Bond would bring two new fire stations to Salem, which will give firefighters all over town the ability to concentrate on serving their own neighborhoods instead of being stretched thin. Best of all, the Salem Fire Bond won't increase your property taxes as other bonds have recently been paid off. Join me in voting yes on the Salem Fire Bond. Thank you, Jerry Frank. This information provided by Raymond T. Murray, Public Safety First. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 33, another argument in favor of City of Salem measure number 24-191. A message from John Whitney, retired battalion chief, Salem Fire Department. Dear Salem neighbors, for 31 years I fought to save Salem homes and businesses from fires. I worked with hundreds of brave men and women to arrive at emergencies as quickly as possible in order to save as many people, pets, and property as we could. Unfortunately, not a lot has changed since I retired from firefighting in Salem. Our community has grown while our capability to fight fires has remained the same. Firefighters in Salem simply cannot get to a fire as quickly as they used to. And when there's a fire, every second counts. Because Salem has outgrown its firefighting force, it's time to do something about it. I'm asking you to join me in voting yes on the Salem Fire Bond this fall for three reasons. Number one, a new fire station in West Salem would help to assure effective emergency response at homes and businesses if the bridges are blocked. Two, for every minute a fire burns, it doubles in size. The fire bond will reduce the amount of time it takes for fire and emergency services to reach your home or business. Number three, the fire bond will not increase your property taxes because this bond will replace previous bonds that have already been paid. I've seen the devastation fires can leave behind. It can happen to any home or business in our area. Let's work together to make sure our families and neighbors get the help they need exactly when they need it. Vote yes on the Salem Fire Bond. Thank you, John Whitney. This information provided by Raymond T. Murray, Public Safety First. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 34, another argument for measure 24-191. Join us in voting yes on the Salem Fire Bond. As people who live and work in Salem, we know how important firefighting is to our community. As we've watched Salem's population grow, our firefighting capability has remained the same. Our firefighters cannot get to fires at Salem homes and businesses as quickly as they need to. When a fire occurs, fast firefighting is essential to saving our families, friends, homes, and businesses. We hope you'll help us ensure that members of our community get help when it's needed most. When you decide on the Salem Fire Bond this fall, remember that the fire bond won't increase your property taxes as the City of Salem has paid off other bonds. The fire bond will ensure rapid response times to burning homes and businesses. The fire bond will help emergency crews get to citizens quickly when the bridges are clogged with traffic or otherwise blocked. Vote yes on the Salem Fire Bond. The safety of our growing community depends on it. Dick Withnell, George Bell, Mike Propes, Polk County Commissioner, Peter Kellifer, Jr., M.D., Salem Emergency Department Physician, George Puentes, Don Pancho Authentic Mexican Foods, Mike McLaren, Salem Chamber of Commerce, Frankie Bell, Diane McLaren, Salem Association of Realtors, Mike Erdman, Home Builders Association of Marion and Polk Counties, Anna Peterson, Dr. Ronald M. Palm, Stacy Lund, elementary school teacher. This information provided by Raymond T. Murray, Public Safety First. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 34, here are directions to Marion County elections. The street address for Marion County elections, 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, number 300, Salem, zip code 97302. And here's a map that says the county elections is located in Kelly Green's office park. Democracy is not a spectator sport. Vote.